Los Angeles has been called the gang capital of America, and lately the city is living up to its reputation. There's been a flurry of gang shootings and innocent victims. The latest, a 6-year-old boy who's now on life support with a bullet lodged in his head. Much of the violence has happened in South Los Angeles. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco joins us in our studios here at NPR West to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, the worst of the violence, as I've just said, has been in South Los Angeles, and much of the country will know that area as it was once known, South Central L.A.
Well, Renee, that 6-year-old boy you were talking about, he's an African-American child who was shot Tuesday in what's known as the Harbor Gateway area. That's an area that has had a lot of trouble between black and Latino gangs. And police say that two suspected Latino gang members opened fire on his family driving through the neighborhood. One of the bullets hit the little boy in the head, and he's managed to survive so far. But just days earlier, gang members gunned down a 17-year-old high school football star who was just standing outside his home on a cell phone. His mother is an Army sergeant who's been serving in Iraq. She's returning this week to bury her son. We've also seen a father and son shot to death on the streets of L.A. And all of that follows the reported gang-related shooting last week at a bus stop that was packed with students from a nearby middle school. 8 people were wounded and 5 of them children.
And are the police saying that the shootings are connected in any way? You mentioned gang activity, but connection between any of these gangs?
Well, police say they don't believe they're related, but they are investigating whether they may have been racially motivated. You know, ironically, Renee, this comes at a time when the city's overall crime rate is down, although homicides are up. And this week I talked with L.A. Police Chief William Bratton about that, not far from where the bus stop shooting happened.
There is still too much crime in the city, and some neighborhoods, like this neighborhood that we're standing in, still has disproportionately large amounts of violent crime. So this is still one of the country's most desperately under-policed cities in the sense of numbers of officers. With more police, we can get crime down even further.
Chief Bratton has been adding new police officers to his ranks, and he and the mayor have been lobbying the federal government for more money to hire more police officers. But Bratton admits that just putting more cops on the streets won't cause the problem to disappear, and he's hoping gang interventionists can help.
And what about people in the community there in South Los Angeles? They have been demanding some action after this violence.
Yeah, people in South L.A. say they are fed up, along with being terrified. In fact, many people say it's like living with terrorism, and it's been like this for many years. Even little kids say they're used to hearing gunshots all the time. You know, this week I met a 9-year-old boy named Miguel Gonzalez, and he told me he knows what to do when the guns start going off.
When they shot, we get down, lay down on the ground, and put our hands on our head.
How do you know how to do that?
They told us in our school.
And that's just a child in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you hear that all the time. In fact, L.A. City Council member Jan Perry told me she's also outraged that the people in her district have to live with that kind of fear.
You know, children should not have to deal with this kind of crap. It's ridiculous. They shouldn't have to duck when they're walking down the street. They shouldn't have to be on the floor of their own school, you know, to make sure the bullets don't kill them. It's ridiculous, and it's just got to stop.
You know, this has been going on a long time, Renee, and this week LAPD officials are meeting in Los Angeles with their counterparts from Central America, Mexico, Canada, and Europe. It's the latest in a series of transnational gang summits aimed at cracking down on foreign-born gangbangers. But police say most of LA's gang members are actually homegrown, born in the streets of LA.
Mandalit, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. This is NPR News.
Thank you.